Hey, 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 welcome to today's podcast. And I'm so excited to be talking about this because it's something that is on my heart. And I know a lot of you are going to be, oh my gosh, me too. So if you're hearing chickens in the background, it's fine. We have chickens everywhere here. We're just going to roll with it. So this is going to be a bit of a love punch or an opportunity for you to just check in with yourself and see if you do this too. But as a fitness coach, a business coach, I used to be the queen of yeah buts, and so it frustrates me because I know that on the other side of this is the good stuff. This is the growth, this is where you need to be. Now, what I want you to do is just to think back if there's ever been something that you would love to be, do, have, and you felt so passionately about it, and you've been talking about it to your friends, or even just having conversations in your head with yourself, and then you've finished that conversation with a, yeah, but, or has somebody offered you a solution to the problem you're having, and then you turn around and say, yeah, but, well, this is what we're talking about. What you're doing here is you are literally giving yourself reasons to justify why you can't be, do, have X, Y, Z, so you don't have to do the things that feel difficult, that feel scary, that are uncertain and feel uncomfortable. So what we call this is avoidance. It's avoiding that temporarily or temporary uncomfortable situation, the growth period, the work. And so it's not that you know that you're doing this, because we don't. At the time, we really do believe that these are real reasons that are preventing us from living our dreams, hitting our goals, doing this thing, having that. We feel that it's real because it is real, but everything is figure outable. There's a solution to every problem. And so what our brain is doing, and it's so good at this, is it's keeping you safe and in your comfort zone. And you don't even realize that you're doing it until now. Until you're listening to this going, yes, I do this too, because we've all done it. You probably haven't even noticed. It's like our default setting. We look for the reasons why we can't do something so we don't have to feel uncomfortable. And therefore we just don't do it. And we just roll with that. Now, over the years, I have programmed myself to look for a solution, to not take I can't for an answer or it can't be done. I am such a believer that everything can be figured out, that there's a solution to every problem, that we just haven't found it yet. So, for example, I have so many people say to me, Vanessa, I would love to do what you have done and go and move to a different country. It's just, you know, it just looks amazing. And I'll be like, yeah, well, go do it. Why not? And they'll be like, yeah, but, and then they'll come out of all the reasons, the kids, work, the house. Now, whilst these on the surface are real reasons, it's not a dead end. It's just a problem that needs solving. The kids, they can go to a new school, or they can school online, work. You can find work anywhere. You can be creative and set up your own online business. A house. If you own a house, you can rent it out or you can sell it. You know, there are so many options. But what they are is they're big decisions, which are scary. So actually, it's just avoiding making those big decisions. Like I said, everything is figure outable if you are open to finding the solution to your problem. And so here's the three biggest things that come up for most people when they want to do something and they're worried. So the top two, the first one is I don't have time. So they either want to get the body of their dreams, they want to start that business, they want to do this new hobby, and then they'll go, yeah, but I don't have the time. Here's the thing, everybody has the same 24 hours in the day. And time is very much like a woman's bag. Like we have these handbags that we carry around, all various different shapes and sizes. I know, no matter how big my handbag is, it is filled to the brim with rubbish, no matter what, right? Especially if you're a mum, you will get this, right? It's amazing what we keep in our bags. life is the same. No matter how much time we have, we manage to fill it up somehow with something. And so it's down to us to create space. We're not going to get more time, so we have to create it for ourselves. So we have to, you know, bin all the stuff out of our bag to create more space, just like we would have to do with our life. What is not serving us right now? That can go. Where can we be more efficient? Create that time that you need. How about prioritizing differently? If you want that body, make that a top priority. If you want to start that business, make that a top priority. Whatever it is, make it a priority. You know, just be more organized with your time management, and then you'll create the time. And then be disciplined with that to make sure you're showing up for it every single day. If it's something like a hobby that you want to do, or a business promotion, whatever, or fitness, you have to show up for it every single day. So that's one of the ones. Number one, I don't have enough time. Number two, yeah, but I don't have enough money. Okay, money is energy, and like energy, what you put out, you get back, right? And so with money, it can really feel finite. It can feel scary. It can feel like you don't have enough, and that puts you into bad energy. And guess what? That's what you're going to get back. So what we want to do is be open to the possibilities that there are so many solutions to this problem. One, you could get a pay rise. Amazing. Two, you could come into unexpected wins of money. This happens all the time. A tax rebate, a relative saying, hey, I've just got some money. It happens, right? You could, you know, if you're looking at doing a course or buying something, then it could be, if you don't have enough money to pay for it in full, ask for a discount, or maybe ask for a payment plan. You don't ask, you don't get, right? What's another solution to it? Would be just creating more opportunities to get more money. Start an online business, sell some things, do a car boot sale. What's your skill that you have that people need? You can create an abundance of money if you choose to. It's there somewhere. So that would be number two. And number three, if you're in business, a lot of people say to me, yeah, but I don't know enough people. Yeah, but my audience isn't big enough. I hear you. I get it. But people I know who have successful businesses do not have tens of thousands of followers. They may not even have 5,000 followers, yet they're having a very successful, thriving business. You only need to have 1,000 followers, and 100 of those being engaged customers or engaged people on your social media for you to be successful. Or are you saying that because you're not showing up on your social media? You're not being there and networking. Now we can go out and meet people. Are you not doing that? So what's holding you back? Is it the fear of being judged? Are you not comfortable in social situations? Do you not like doing Instagram lives, Facebook lives? Are you not collaborating with other people? If you don't put yourself out there, how are you going to create or get those new people to find you and expand your network? So you really have to step into that fear and move yourself forward. So those were my top three reasons why people come up with the yeah buts. And there will be others that I haven't mentioned that you'd be like, oh yeah, I do this, but for this particular reason. So I would love to know if you are doing the yeah buts, and if you are, what is it? Like, reach out to me and say, my gosh, yes, you've called me out here. I'm saying yeah but to this dream, this goal, whatever it is that you're wanting to do and you're not. I would love to know what it is. I loved this episode because I was just driving along and this came to me and I was like, yes, so many people do this. They do this and I've done it for sure. Absolutely. But in my world, one of the things that just doesn't exist is the word I can't. Like, if you tell me it can't, I will literally try and find a way to make it happen. My husband plays devil's advocate with me, so I'm like Mrs. Positive over here and he's like Mr. Realist over the other side. And I tell him all the time, like, there is no such thing as can't. We just haven't figured out how yet, or nobody else has done it yet, but there will be a way. So I hope this has been inspirational. I hope this has been motivating. And next time the words yeah, but come out of your mouth, just pause for a second and just think, I did it. Okay. Vanessa said, yeah, but is just a reason to justify why I don't want to get uncomfortable. What is it I am trying to avoid? Ask yourself that question and you might be really surprised with what comes up, and then lean into that and do it, because that's exactly what you need to do to grow. All right, so I'm going to leave you with that, and I hope you have an incredible rest of your day. Take care, and I'll speak to you soon.